Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We are now in Masechet Zvachim Daf Yod Amud Bet at the bottom of the Amud Tznanatam Shaya Rabbi Akiva Omer Kol Damim Shenichnasu LaHechal LeChaper Psulim. Any dam that is brought into the Hechal, which is not supposed to, is pasul. Chachamim Omerim Chatat Bilvad. And this is something we dealt with in the previous sugya. Chachamim say only a korban chatat, which is a chatat chitzonit, a regular chatat. If its dam comes inside, it's pasul. Rabbi Eliezer omer af hasham. Rabbi Eliezer, just like in our Mishnah, equates chatat to the hasham. Shenemar kachatat kaasham. So we have three approaches. Now, bishtamar Rabbi Eliezer kedakam aratam. We understand Rabbi Eliezer why Rabbi Eliezer extends it to the hasham. He gave the pasuk. Al rabbanan maitama, which really means, by the way, Rabbi Eliezer also, we have to wonder, what's the reason that it's only the chatat and Rabbi Eliezer extends it to the asham? Amar Rava, asham nichnas tamo lifnim pasul lo matzit amart. He says, the reason Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Eliezer is they say, you can't say that asham is pasul if it goes in, because kal v'chomer mi ola. If the Rabbanan say that an ola doesn't get nifsal, certainly an asham won't. Why? Ma, Ola shehi kalil, korban Allah all goes up to Hashem. Nichnas tam alifnim kshera, but if the dam goes in, it's kasher. Asham sheino kalil, lo kol shekain. Certainly, an asham should not be more invalidated. It should be more secure than an ola, which is holier, as it were. We knock that out by saying mal ola shekain ana mechaperet. An ola doesn't afford kapara. Maybe an asham is more sensitive because it affords kapara, and therefore, if the dam goes inside inappropriately, it's posel. So the answer is minchat chote tochiach. A mincha which is brought for a chote like minchat sota will disprove that because a minchat chote is mechaper and it doesn't get messed up by going inside. Of course, that's not because there's no dam. V'leima chatata of tochiach. Why didn't you disprove it from chatata of? The answer is chatata of by Rabbi Avini. Rabbi Avini actually asked the question about chatata of whether bringing the dam in messes it up. So we don't want to go there. We want to stay from something that everybody agrees. Why don't you challenge as follows and say minchat chote isn't a disproof, it's not a zevach. Within the world of zvachim, anything that's mechaper that goes inside is pasul. The answer is ola tochiach, because ola will disprove that because ola doesn't go inside and it's not posel. Sorry, ola is not lechapara and it's not posel, and it is a zevach and it's not posel. Each perspective is different. You have ola, and you have the minchat chote. They both are kochei kochim, and if they go inside nichnas lifnim, they're kasher. So an asham, which is also kodesh kochim, goes inside, it's kasher. So Amarle Rav Marnish to Ravashi. So he challenges as follows: V'lif Rachmal Tzad Shavash Ben Shekain Ein Lahin Kitzba. Why don't you point out that in Olan and Minchat Chote you could spend as much as or little as you want, as opposed to an Asham Sheish Lo Kitzba. You could only spend Shnei Kesef. Alahainu Tama Demayo De Rabbanan. What's the Rabbanan's position? Where does it come from? Demakra Dama, meaning Asher Yizemi Dama. If Dama comes inside, it's Pasul. Only this dam is posel. That's the chatat. V'idach, what do the rabbanon do with that? Dama velo besara. Only the dam coming inside invalidates, not if the meat comes inside. V'idach, dam, dama. The rabbanon and Rabbi Eliezer say, it says dam, but it really says dama, so that's two limudim. Dama velo besara, dama velo damacher. V'idach, what does Rabbi Kiva do with that? Dam damalo darish. Therefore, he says any korban that goes inside and chatat doesn't knock it out. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer would say that also. Now, bishto rabbanan da amri asham sheshchato lishmo kasher shlo lishmo kasher. I understand according to the rabbanan in our Mishnah who says that asham like a shlamim and an ola if you shechta shlo lishmo it's kasher. Harikash mincha lechatat mincha l'asham. That's why mincha is like a chatat kasham. Why is a mincha compared to chatat into an asham? Because some menachot will be like a chatat, pasul shelo lishmo, and some will be like an asham, kasher shelo lishmo. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kodesh kodeshim hi kachatat v'chasham. Minchat choteh kachatat, lefich hakmatza shelo lishma, psula. So minchat choteh is like a chatat. If you do the kmitza shelo lishma, it's pasul like a chatat. So in other words, kachatat ka'asham, to say minchas kachatat ka'asham means that we have two options here. And one of them will be minchat chote, or will be minchat nedava. Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, says an asham and a chatat are the same thing. Why does the Torah say kachatat ka'asham? Let it say ka'asham or kechatat. Why both? The answer is l'chi'idach to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon has another drasha, which is none. Shelo b'chlei sharet psula. If you do the dumb without a kli sharet, it's pasul. Rabbi Shimon machshir. This is talking a case where if you did the kometz of a mincha, if you weren't mekadesh b'kli sharet, then it's pasul. Rabbi Shimon says it's kasher. Why does Rabbi Shimon say that if you're mekadesh the mincha without a kli sharet, you just put it in your hand, it's kasher? Meaning you have a choice of doing the mincha like a chatat with your hands or like an asham with a kli. You could do it with your hand. It's kachatat v'chasham. B'chli of da b'smol ka'asham. Because a chatat, you put your hand in the blood and you sprinkle on the mizbeach. An asham, you put the kli and sprinkle it. So the kachatat ka'asham means a mincha, you have two options of how to do the avodah. They're both kasher. Now, Rabbi Shimon, I cried, "Mapik leilachi, mapik leilachi." How could Rabbi Shimon use the same pasuk for the choice of minchat chote, harikachatat minchat nedava, meaning the split of how to do it, and also for the choice of how to do the avodah v'mincha? Be clear, biyad. How could he use the same pasuk for two things? The answer is ikra kralech Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rabbi Chia Yudata. Really, the pasuk is coming from the second drasha that we had, which is you have the choice of clear yad. The fact that minchat chote is like a chatat, tamachrinahu, that comes from a different reason, not from our pasuk. Chatat taimamai dichtiv bahi. Because it's chatat hi. Minchat means it has to be a chatat, if not it's pasuk. Minchat chote namiktiv bahi. Minchat chote also says mincha hi. And therefore, we already see that minchat chote is like a chatat. So according to Rabbanan, why is an asham compared to a chatat if they disagree with Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah? So malacha machatat tuna smicha, fasham tuna smicha, for a whole different halacha, that just like a chatat, you have to put your hands on it with all your strength, so with an asham. Okay, now, back in our Mishnah, in Mishnah Bet, we saw that Yosef ben Choni had a whole different approach to the psulim. And he said, it's not only the case that if you shecht any animal, shelo lishmo, it's kasher, but lo alu labalim, except for Pesach and Chatat, he said, if you're shochet l'shem Pesach and Chatat, then it's pasul. Now, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Yosef ben Choni v'Rabbi Eliezer amru davar achad. He said that Rabbi Eliezer, in a different part of Rabbi Eliezer, not in our Mishnah, agreed with Yosef ben Choni that if you shecht something else l'shem Pesach and l'shem Chatat, it's pasul. Rabbi disagreed. He said, b'acherim l'shem Chatat pligi. They don't agree about doing something else l'shem Chatat, but they do agree about doing something else l'shem Pesach bizmano. Meaning, if you did an olah in the afternoon of the 14th, l'shem Pesach, it's pasul. Tanya, Pesach she'avra shnato v'shchato bizmano lishmo. Let's say you have a korban Pesach that's already more than a year old, so it's no longer valid, and you shecht it in the afternoon of the 14th, l'shem Pesach. Or, in this our part, ha'shochet achem l'shem Pesach bizmano. If you shecht another animal, bizman Pesach l'shem Pesach, Rabbi Eliezer posel, Rabbi Yeshua machshir. Rabbi Eliezer posel is exactly like Yosef ben Choni, at least about Pesach. Now, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Lozer will duke it out. Rabbi Shua, im b'shayimot hashana she'eno kasher lishmo, think about this. If you take a regular animal and shecht it l'shem Pesach the rest of the year, it's kasher. Now, in the rest of the year, if you shecht something l'shem korban Pesach, it's not kasher, but acherim kasherim lishmo, but another animal, the shechted l'shem, like a shlomim, the shechted l'shem korban Pesach in the middle of the summer is kasher as what it is. So then that means that acherim l'shem Pesach should be treated more generously than Pesach l'shem acherim and Pesach l'shem Pesach. So then bizmano, in the afternoon of the 14th, should kasher l'shmo. If you do Pesach l'shmo, that's what you're supposed to do, and it's kasher. And Odin Shi Chashu Acherim Lishmo, certainly something else brought L'Shem Pesach during that time should be kosher. That's what Yeshua is called V'chomer. Amar Lo Rabbi Eliezer, his counter was, Ochilu Fadvarim, flip it. Umayim B'Shayimot HaShana She'enu Kasher Lishmo. This is a classic reductio. If the rest of the year you can't bring a Korban Pesach Lishmo, But kasher hu l'shem acherim. But if you bought a Pesach l'shem shlamim, that's kasher. Bizmano shu kasher lishmo. In the regular time, when you do it lishmo, enodin shiuchshar l'shem acherim. So it certainly should be the case that a Pesach l'shem shlamim should be kasher in the middle, in the afternoon of the 14th. And that's preposterous. Yushar Pesach l'arba'asar shlo lishmo. V'kacha ta'omer. Meaning Rabbi Eliezer is now saying, based on your logic, you're going to end up just turning it upside down and ending up with a ridiculous conclusion. That's a reductio. Which is, you're going to end up with a Korban Pesach saying Korban Pesach lishmo, lishalo lishmo in the afternoon of the 14th is kosher. And he says, Mali uchshu acher mishayimot hashana lishmo. I'll tell you why other things during the rest of the year, l'shem Pesach are kosher. Shekenu kasher l'shem acherim. Because if you bring a Pesach l'shem shlomim the rest of the year, it's kosher. V'yichshu acherim bizmano lishmo. So therefore, other things brought lishmo bizmano should be kosher, cannot be kosher. Think about this. The rest of the year, if you bring a Pesach l'shem shlomim, it's kosher. So if you bring a shlomim, l'shem Pesach, it's kosher. But bizmano, if you bring a Pesach l'shem something else, it's pasul. So something else l'shem Pesach is pasul. Rabbi Shua, imken hurata koach Pesach v'ratata koach b'shlomim. What you're doing is you're saying that shlomim are now more sensitive than a Pesach. So Eliezer accedes and he says, v'dano din acher, he tried a different tack. Matzino motar Pesach b'shlamim. If you have leftover money from your Pesach, you bring a shlamim with it. V'en motar shlamim b'pesach, but you can't use money left over from a shlamim to bring a Pesach. Meaning Pesach bleeds into shlamim and not vice versa. Uma Pesach shemotaro b'shlamim. Think about this. A Pesach, the surplus of a Pesach, becomes shlamim. Nonetheless, shchato b'zmano l'shem shlamim pasul. If you shecht during the afternoon of the 14th, the Pesach l'shem shlamim, even though a leftover Pesach bleeds into shlamim, it's still pasul. Shlamim she'ein motorin ba'pesach, but shlamim that cannot become a Pesach. I mean, if you have surplus. If you shecht shlamim l'shem Pesach bizmano, certainly it should be pasul. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, his answer was, matzino motah chatat ba'olah. Still use the same reasoning with a chatat and olah. If you have extra money from a chatat, you bring an olah with it. But not vice versa. You can't use extra money from an olah to bring a chatat. Of course, the reason is because you can't volunteer a chatat. Same thing with the Pesach. Uma chatat shemota rabba olam. Think about this. Shchata l'shem olah psula, even though a chatat, the extra becomes an olah, but if you shecht a chatat l'shem olah, it's pasul. Olah she'en motor rabba chatat. Shchata l'shem chatat odin shnei psula. But if an olah that cannot become, its surplus doesn't become a chatat, but if you shecht an olah l'shem chatat, certainly it should be pasul. And we know that that's not the case. Amalur, and by the way, that's how we know that Rabbi Eliezer does not agree with Yosef ben Choni about Chatat, only about Pesach. Amalur Rabbi Eliezer loy, mamarta b'chatat, shekein k'shirah lishma kol ha-shana kula. A Chatat is kosher when it's done properly any time of the year. Tam Pesach she'en lo kasher lishma lo bizmanok. Pesach is a unique thing, which it changes from the afternoon of the 14th to the rest of the year. Chovevu pasul lishmo, tinu shi pasul achirim lishmo. Therefore, since a Korban Pesach itself brought any other time of the year, l'shem Pesach is pasul. Therefore, other things should be pasul if they brought l'shem Pesach bizmano. That's his argument. Okay, the end of the Mishnah was Shimon Achi Azariah had yet a third approach to this, which is, if you bring something for a korban that is of a higher status, then it's kasher. For a lower status, it's pasul. Rashi matni mishpei du Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Acha b'rei du Rava matni mishpei du Rabbi Yanai. So we have one of the early Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael said the following. My Tamid is Shimon Achiazari. Where does he get this from? That the hierarchy matters. Tamar Kravalo, Yichalu at Kodshei B'nai Yisrael, et Asher Yarimu L'Adonai. They should not violate the Kodshei B'nai Yisrael, that which they raise up to Hashem. Meaning, B'muram Mehen Ein Mitchalalin, B'namuch Mehen Mitchalalin. Meaning, they can't be Mitchalal unless they're brought to something higher. Meaning, you take a shlamim and call it an olah, it's not mitchalel, because yarimu. But, menamuchme, if you lower it, then it's mitchalel. V'haylahach yudata, is that what that pasuk is coming for? V'hami bayile v'chal shmuel. We need that pasuk for Shmuel's drasha. Tamar shmuel minayin lo'ochel et ha-tebel shehiva mita. How do we know that if you eat tebel, you're chayav mita b'dei shamayim? Shmuel lechalu et kodshem b'nei Yisrael tashe yarimu l'adonai en v'lo yamutu. What does yarimu mean? Batidin l'troma katu b'davar. Meaning things that you have not yet raised up to Hashem, that's tebel. So the answer is Imken Lichtov Kasher Huramu. If it was just our original drush, it should have said Asher Huramu. My Asher Yarim, why does it say in the future that which they will lift up? The answer is Tarti. Therefore, we have two drushot. One is the Tevel from Yarimu, And the other one is Deen of Namuch Mehem, which is from the very use of the word Huramu. Okay, the last piece we have here is Boy Rabbi Zerak, Sherin Ve'in Meratzin. Do we say that if you bring something for a higher level, it's kosher, but not Meratzah, and therefore V'chipolig B'charapolig, the only place that Shimon Achi Azariah disagrees is in the issue of bringing it for a lower thing, because according to him, if you bring an Olam L'Shem Shlamim, it's Pasul, as well as the Tanakama. Maybe if you bring it for a higher thing, it's kasher, and it counts for the baalim of a tarte pligi. And therefore, Rishimon Achiazar and Tanakama disagree on two fronts. On bringing it for a lower thing, that it's pasul, according to Shimon Achiazaria. And if you bring it for a higher thing, it's fully kasher. Think about this. The end of our Mishnah goes, Abachor v'masa sheshchatan l'shem shlamim. If you shech the lowest level of kochim kalim, for kochim kalim, Abachor maser l'shem shlamim, then ksherim. Shlamim shchatan l'shem b'chor l'shem maaser psulim, but shlamim down from b'chor maaser are pasul. If you think that when you go up it's kasher and meratzeh, b'chor bar ritzuihu, a b'chor doesn't have ritzui. There's no ritzui for b'chor. You just owe it. Elok sherin vein meratzin. So it must be that when you shech the b'chor l'shem shlamim, it's kasher, but no ritzui. When it's sefek sherin vein meratzin. So therefore, Reisha Namik Shein Verim Ratzin. Therefore, in the earlier part of the Mishnah, the judge said, Kochim Kalim, L'Shem Kochim, is Kasher, means Kasher, but without Ritzui, so your Shlomim doesn't count for you. And therefore, he only disagrees about one thing. So, Mediator Yehu said, Hakadita Vakadita, maybe the Seifa, the B'chor Maser, where there's no Ritzui, that's it. But maybe in the part where there is Ritzui, it works. Ella Maika Mashvan, so therefore, why mention this B'chor Maser thing in the Mishnah at all? He answers Gavov and Amuch Mashlan. So that'll tell you that there's a hierarchy. Tanina Kitzad Kochim Kochim Shchat Hashem Kochim Kalim etc. That's already in our Mishnah that you have a hierarchy. Kochim 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 Kalim. The Atzmaut Tema Kochim 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 Kalim Hu Deika Gavov and Amuch. Maybe there's only a hierarchy in gross areas. Kochim 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 Kalim. Kalim Kalim Lo. Maybe within the fine area of Kochim Kalim, maybe there's no internal hierarchy. Therefore, it teaches you Bechor Maser are less than Shlamim. Hanami Tanina, we have that also. Shlamim kodmim et habachor. That if you have shlamim and you have bachor, this is in Kol HaMakudosh, which korban comes first? Regular shlamim. Why? Shuntim matan arbaus, smicha and sachim tuvat chesav ashok. Because you have to put dam on all four sides, and you have to do smicha on it, and the sachim, you have to give part to the kohen. Supposed to bachor just goes all to the kohen. So you already have a hierarchy between bachor and shlamim. The answer is ha'ikar. Our Mishnah is the ikar that establishes an internal hierarchy with the kochim kalim. Hahi Agrar and Aspa. That one is just mentioned there, a Hagav, of all of the hierarchy of Mekudesh Mechavero. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the second, and the third, and fourth Mishnayot of our Perek, Mishnah Gimel and Dalet. In the meantime, we will pause at this point. Wish everybody a wonderful day.